Alistair Cook's Letter from America, Volume 2. The Middle Years. January 1969. Making a home of a house.
Obviously, every new president has a different political style. But there are other changes from one White House keeper to the next that are more likely, I believe, to fascinate more people than those who are interested only in political programs. I mean, quite simply, the way the man lives, what he does with his day, the gadgets he likes to have around him, the sort of midnight snack he chooses to steal from the refrigerator. 35 years ago, the chief White House usher brought forth a book of reminiscences covering 9 presidents and 42 years in the White House. Ike Hoover, he was known as, and he's a sharp-eyed man, and his book is a mine of offhand observation, not unlike, I imagine, the notebooks that Dickens kept on names, characters, foibles, for novels he died too soon to write. Ike Hoover's is a proper book, and anyone looking for keyhole confidences or coy sexual innuendo is going to be disappointed. Ike Hoover would have despised such stuff. Nevertheless, what stays in my memory, more than all the cabinet crises or the state dinners, are his small observations about character and taste. He puts down whatever comes to mind, always with propriety, but never with censorship. It'll be hard to forget the offhand note that Herbert Hoover seldom noticed the staff and never said good morning, good evening.